Welcome to Dear Alice, a lifestyle approach to interior design. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dear Alice. Today, we are so excited. We wanted to tell you some great news. We just got back our, what they call the Orbit Report.
Ooh. Very official.
Yeah, that tells us how our podcast is ranking. And this just in, Corey, where are we at?
So last month, the month of April, 2021, we were ranked as high as number 2 in the United States Apple podcast design charts. So number 2 in design. Yeah, that's
number
pretty crazy.
Two.
Yeah.
You guys, thank you for getting us there. I don't even know. I was going to name some great second place people. We're not Michael Phelps or Tiger Woods.
No. Silver medal.
We're the Utah Jazz. Silver medal. We're the Utah Jazz in the 90s. I mean, that's, yeah, they were second place. That's what we hold on to here in Utah.
Well, we keep it up, guys, and we're going to all be first place. So this is really exciting.
I want to be first place.
Yeah, that's pretty great,
though.
Let's
take state.
So that is, I think, Corey, you said that's 44,000 unique listeners.
Yes.
Each time?
Yes, in the month of April. So that's amazing. We're so thankful for all of you guys listening.
Yeah, we could fill a stadium.
Mm-hmm. Jess said that we are now bigger than my band that I play in, so.
I was like, so this is like a bigger concert than the concert your band plays in.
Go download Spirit City, everybody.
Yeah, awesome. Definitely. Awesome. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. And with that, we want to jump into this week's episode, which is Carpet 101.
Yes.
In preparation for this, we got on the phone with our favorite carpet people and we interviewed them to get all of their just kind of findings and best practices and what's hot and what's not and kind of what categories of carpet are like just surprisingly doing so, so much greater than ever in the history. One thing that I thought was really interesting is that he said probably 10 years ago, I think he called it solid surfaces, so hardwood floors, basically. Solid surfaces were only 10% of the home, where today they're 50% of the home. So no surprise probably to any of you listening that people when building new or remodeling are choosing to put hardwood floors in 90% of their house. So carpet has really taken a back seat. We still think carpet's really useful and used. And then one category he talked about that is just like 90% higher than ever before is the stair runner. So these are more your patterned carpets, looped styles, people that are willing to invest a little bit more money for just that piece that makes it feel more fashionable.
A little bit more luxury brands too.
Yes.
Like Stark or, you know, one of those rose quartz, cool little patterns.
Yeah.
Which, I guess they didn't do it back then.
Yeah. And now people are really springing for it, or maybe they're putting it in their closet or their media rooms. So just kind of the specialty carpets in just a few areas. So anyway, with that, should we talk about where to put carpet first, yes. Sue, and maybe where not to put carpet?
Yes. And this is sometimes controversial when we're talking to homeowners. They're surprised often, as well as builders. Because I think right now with that hard surface that he's talking about, is that most people think that it's the most luxurious thing to put hardwood everywhere. Mm-hmm. No carpet in the bedrooms, you know, no carpet necessarily on the stair runners. A lot of people think that that's just number one at the party, but we don't think so. We love hardwood. There's definitely, you know, the majority of the homes that we do, the public spaces are filled with hardwood. If it's not a bathroom, that's obviously tile. But we bedrooms, guys, this is where we'd put carpet. We love carpet in a bedroom because it's soft to wake up. We always say when you wake up out of bed, note if you have hardwood, you're going to put an area rug down. But there is something that Jess has always said that just rings true, like in all of our brains whenever we think about it, is like, do you want to vacuum your bedroom or would you like to mop it?
Yeah, because if you think about how you clean your hardwood floors, you're going to get out a paddle mop to really get in and clean it. You might use the new, you know, Swiffer vacuums or whatever you want to use on the hardwoods. But if you really want to get in and clean it, you're mopping your bedroom, which feels wrong, right?
Yeah. And who has time for that?
Yeah, nobody.
I mean, even if you have help, still, I think just the comfort of having broadloom. And broadloom carpet means you're taking it from like edge to edge, from wall to wall. That's broadloom carpet.
Also, it's quieter.
Yes.
And I think after a long day, you know, and you finally get in and you get to just be in your own secluded little chamber, and it's just a soft spot to fall at the end of a long day. I just want carpet under my foot collection. With a really nice pad. Yeah. To just take my bones and, you know, all of that. I mean, but I'm also, I mean, I know you're probably all like, yeah, but we wear slippers, you know, all over our hardwood floors. And I do that too, but it's still more comfortable for me to be able to be in, even in slippers on carpet and just have it be quiet, you know? Yeah. So I love it. I love carpet.
Beautiful. I think it's just, it's a lot more, not only like sound quiet, but visually quiet, just to have that, I don't know, that relief. And it's usually a little bit lighter than your hardwood floors will be.
Yeah.
So I think visually it's just, it's a cloud.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Love it. So bedrooms, stairs.
Yeah.
I like carpeted stairs.
I do too.
So even if you do hardwood stairs, having a runner up the center just makes it more comfortable and quiet.
Yep.
Which is nice, because then people can sneak up on you and murder you without you knowing that they're coming.
It's the best.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, if you're, I just was at somebody's home and their kid accidentally toddled down the stairs and she's like, dang it, I haven't put a runner on it yet. And his little hard skull is bouncing down the stairs. And you're like, Dad, you just, everybody felt it. We heard it, but we also just felt it, you know? And so it was just like, oh, yeah. I think they're also more comfortable to look at and more interesting when you choose something beautiful to run down the center.
Exactly. I think that's your time to kind of shine. I think you can express a lot of personality about what you're currently into. Again, in a runner, especially, it's something that you can have for the next, you know, 8 to 10 years, and then you can replace it with something else, you know, that you're into at that point. It's not so significant of a cost.
Totally.
That it's going to not be worth tearing out and putting in something new.
And you should.
You should.
As we talk to them about carpets and their lifetimes. Absolutely. 10 years is a great run. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also you're going to take a beating if you're the stairs.
Yeah.
So it's going to start to show
kids where run down the stairs hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys. They ride them. They ride the stairs on a sled, you know, it's a rough and tough place. Also closets.
Yes.
I want a carpeted closet.
No, I want to mop a closet. And especially with all just like the lint and everything coming off of your clothes.
Yeah.
Just too many fibers, that you just need to be able to vacuum that junk up.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely carpet your closets. Yeah. Usually we'll take, usually obviously the closet's adjacent to the bedroom. So that same carpet that's in your bedroom will just run into all that. And we do, for the most part, all your carpet will be uniform aside from the stair runner or any accent carpet. You know, if you have a large, really fun master closet and you want to do something crazy, that is a fun spot also to do an accent carpet. But we do look at them all in concert with each other.
Is there like a rule like, do not do this if you're going to have an accent carpet, like where they meet, you know what I mean? Or do you not, you only want to do an accent carpet where it would not meet with another carpet?
Yeah, that's very interesting, because mostly today the master closet is off of the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So it's generally that the closet is coming, is in contact with a marble or some sort of
tile.
Yeah. So we very rarely have the closet where you open the doors on the closet into the bedroom. In an older home, you would. And in that case, we just would run the bedroom carpet into the closet.
Okay.
Yeah.
If anything, you just make sure you have like a threshold of whatever the common material is. Like if it's wood right outside the bedroom and the hallways, then we'd probably just do like a wood threshold right there just to break it up so they're not butted up into each other. If for any reason you have a large closet off your bedroom. That's probably what I do.
So if you can't do that, then just run that same carpet in.
Like yeah. Saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's easiest.
For sure. Let's talk about places not to put carpet.
Bathrooms. Carpet does not go in bathrooms.
It should never.
It's a washable mat.
It should never go around your toilet. Ever. And here's the thing. If you currently do have carpet doing that, you should remove that.
Yeah, just take it out.
Do tile or some sort of hard surface.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's better. I just had to say it because every once in a while somebody has a carpeted bathroom.
Yep.
Yeah. Have you ever seen where they do
these things?
Please hate these things. Yeah.
You ever seen where they like put carpet in the bathroom, but then there's like a little like hearth around the toilet type thing with like a.
That sounds nice.
Linoleum. Yeah.
Nice little
crown. Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
Most considerate.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it is very comfortable if you can imagine just how soft that would be. But.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, Suzanne, you've got a real pet peeve.
Oh, the clipped portion of a family room. Don't put carpet there, you guys. Just keep running that hard surface right up to the hearth, guys. Does everyone know what I'm talking about? When you go into a family room and you go into the entry and everything's this one surface, and then you see the fireplace, and then instead of just getting an area rug to go on top of your hard surface, your wood, they've actually like bordered out this weird clipped, cornered, faceted mess of a thing called a carpet. It's not the same thing as a rug. Not the same thing as a rug, you guys.
It's a built-in
Don't
rug.
Do it.
Or I find people too will do like hardwood throughout the entry, and then you get to the great room, and then they'll stop the hardwood, and then they'll just put inset carpet, but they will clip one of the corners, like heading back to the master bedroom or something. So there's a diagonal.
Like, we just don't know what our error pathways are supposed to be.
Yeah.
They're like, I'll clip this so that they have better direction where to go.
Yeah. Gross. And in classic,
so much.
In classically trained architecture, we learn that irregular architecture only belongs inside closets. And so that's where they'll hide, you know, like coming down the stairs, right? The ceiling's going to make a triangle. And so they might make a closet out of that to hide some of those odd angles. We do not want to create angles like that within a room if we don't have to. And in most cases, you don't have to do it. So don't do it.
But in your family room, you're just going to get an area rug.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do inset carpet.
For sure. Yeah. Great. Probably the dining room. No carpet in dining rooms.
Yeah, there's too many spills.
That probably goes without saying, but yeah. I don't know. There's maybe some older homes that carpeted it, and I bet if you tore it up, there's hardwood underneath. So just go with that.
Discover that.
Yeah.
I would say another place where you should have carpet, I think, is basements. We have a lot of basements here in Utah. Mm-hmm. So it's just cold down there, and I know some people have the issue of just like, I'm worried about it flooding and then having to replace my carpet. I don't know. I just like carpet.
Yeah.
I just like carpet in a basement. If it's like a little kitchenette, obviously do tile there. If mm-hmm. it's a family room, if you want to do like an LVT or wood type product down there, do it. But I like carpet. It's colder usually. And so it's a good spot to have that. And obviously that kind of trails into basement bedrooms and other cozy spaces. So
yeah,
put carpet there.
That's great. Okay. Awesome. Well, let's break down like the anatomy of carpet, shall we?
We shall.
There's always like a good, better, and best mm-hmm. in purchasing carpet. So if some of you are like, let's replace our carpet, what should I go shopping for? Polyester is going to be your most affordable carpet. And they also say that you can get the very best colors out of polyester. And it also is great for getting stains out. One of the downsides though, is it has like a lower melting point. Mm-hmm. And so if you clean it too hot of steam, it's going to melt your carpet. So, it's going to be harder. I think he said once it stains, it's hard to get stains out of it.
Yeah, it's stain resistant naturally, but when it does get stained, it's just like it sucks it in. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to get out. And when you want to hire a carpet cleaner to come, they're going to use a really hot temperature steam machine. And that's going to melt your polyester carpet. So,
yeah, for sure. And this is something that only has a 7 to 10 year lifespan. You guys, if you purchased your home from maybe a builder or something like that, here's the thing about carpet. It's always the very last thing to be put in a home. And so the budget is usually run out by then. So if it's not a higher budget project, they're always going to go with polyester because it's the most affordable thing and they're out of budget.
Maybe a nylon if you're lucky.
Yeah. So these are going to be, they're going to be $18 to $50 a yard for a polyester. And it only has a 7 to 10 year lifespan, which is crazy because, right? Because if you think about like some of the past homes we've lived in, it might've been for more than 7 years or maybe 7 years or 10 years. And so you're like, wow, yeah, that really comes quick. I know that sounds crazy, but it really does come quick. So you don't have to feel too guilty about ripping that carpet out because it might be near its lifespan anyway.
Price per use is, I kid, it's max.
Definitely.
For sure.
Yeah. So. A shorter lifespan, but more affordable. So it's just like anything, really. A better product is going to be your nylon. They do have a brand that's even a Pet Protect, and it's got a thing so that even the pet fibers can't really stick to the fibers of the nylon. So smart.
And I have to say that when we have used nylon. It has been because the client has dogs, you know, and just wants to make sure that whatever they're going to put in, they're not going to want to kill their dog when the dog has an accident, because that will inevitably happen.
Yeah,
with pets. And so they have come up with a lot of really great, like a good looking nylons for this case. So anyway, we've put them in, and I think it's a great product. And he said that this is probably one of his highest, mm-hmm. you know,
biggest categories.
Yeah, exactly. Because everybody performs has pets.
The best. Yeah.
Pets and kids.
And it's the best thing for your buck. This is your Stainmaster, your Tuftex uh-huh. brands. These are the most widely advertised. Mm-hmm. There's not as many colors as polyester, but you don't really need a lot of colors when it comes to carpet.
Yeah. And I'll say just generally on colors for any of these categories, we're not looking for like bright. We're not looking for green, you know, so polyester might come in green. We're probably not going to put that down. We're looking for usually as light as we can typically go to be safe is what we're going to choose. Mm-hmm. Not a white carpet, but something that's just like natural. That feels just kind of oatmeal-y, not too gray. Has a little bit of like a buff or a neutral warmth to it. They'll just kind of get along and like lift everything else around it.
Definitely. And this is something that is got a 10 to 20 year warranty. And you're going to be able to steam clean it. It cleans up really great. So performance is really, really fantastic when it comes to nylon. So those range from $40 to $75 a yard. And then our very, very best is wool, which is generally what we use in all of our projects. We love it because it's low luster. You're not going to get those really shiny fibers. It's also a natural material. And we've talked to experts that say that when you walk on real materials, like honest materials, it actually gives your body energy back. So your real hardwoods moving onto real wool carpet. The house also has an authenticity about it. And I don't know, the fiber is just, it's just real, and it's thick and it's dense, and the color is real and true. It's not like dyes, you know?
Mm-hmm. I will say when you said dense, this is a good tip for just any of these categories, guys. When you have the sample and you're considering what carpet you're going to do, put your finger, like dig them kind of into it and see how far do they go before they hit the spine. When you bend it around, you know, like, do you see the spine? Do you see the grid that these yarns and everything are looped into? If you can, just understand that you're not getting a very good carpet, mm-hmm. you know? And so you want as dense a pile as you can get will be your most long lasting and your most comfortable. So on any of the categories.
Yeah, totally. Wool is a little bit harder to clean. You can't get it too wet. Mm-hmm. So you're going to want to like use dry clean type products rather than steam and a really wet and saturated type of cleaning.
Yeah, and just make sure whoever is cleaning it just like does test spots just to make sure that like the color of the wool, you know, that's not going to be affected by whatever treatment they are doing. So
that's great advice.
Which is really great. Yeah.
Yeah. And this has a 12 to 25 year lifespan. So, and we talked about to him about like what is trending for carpet, and he said it's the LCL, which is the loop cut loop. So you're getting both that the tip of carpet, which is cut, and it gives it that soft look, but then you're also getting loops. So it's kind of a mixed construction, and that's what people are loving.
Yeah, we love it too. When I like look at the two carpets that we'll tell you right now that we use the very most often are from a company called Antrim, or the line Antrim. I think Antrim's made by Stanton, but Antrim makes one called Palermo, and that's a LCL as well as Minka, M-I-N-K-A.
Yeah.
Minka's beautiful. Both of those are really, really beautiful. And we use those, I would say 98% of the time.
Yeah.
So they're awesome. And they do have that LCL. And the thing that you're going to want to look for on any of these is that low pile. He said it was trending. We obviously love it because we're going to lay area rugs on top of these carpets in your bedrooms and things. And the lower it is, the lower pile, the easier that's going to be. You always will feel a little bit of shift with a rug. But if you can imagine putting a rug on top of a really high pile, you know, shag, it's not going to stay flat. It's going to be a mess. You want to have just that low, and it will show. Remember the vacuum lines that your mother may have like tried to make, just the lawn mowing.
I loved that.
Of your vacuum, with a low pile like that, with these LCLs, you're not going to see that. Like, you'll vacuum it and it'll look great. And it's a little bit more forgiving I think visually. So
yeah.
The other thing to like add to that, in my old house, I had a really thick, Mari wanted this really thick pile of carpet. I was not about it. She had to have it. We got it. We bought this viscose rug from Alice Lane. Mm-hmm. And it like always, I always disliked how it looked laying on that thick pile of carpet.
Yeah.
And so I was like, this rug sucks. Like, yeah. And now it's in my new house laying on top of hardwood floor and I love the rug.
Yeah.
So it's all about your foundation.
I tell you what, and if you know that you've got great rugs, like for myself, I knew rugs were important to me. And so I only did loop pile. I did also a wool carpet, but it's all loops because I wanted to lay rugs on top and I didn't want them to shift. Yeah. But we do see a lot of people that want a plush carpet and they don't get any kind of loop. It's just all cut pile. And that creates a lot of movement when you walk. Yep. And putting a rug on it creates waves. And then people are so frustrated that their rug's shifting around and it's hard to, you know, it's hard to get that thing to stay down.
Yep.
And thick pile carpet always looks beaten down. Like you can totally see your walking path.
Always
on it.
Having a bad hair day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks good for like maybe the first year or something like that. But the pile itself starts laying down. Yeah.
And like it's just you have to vacuum like every day to kind of like fluffing it up. And
yeah,
then
like lift the pile. Yeah. It's high maintenance.
So hard.
For sure. Yeah. So that's a little bit about carpet. Should we talk about the pad?
Yeah.
Because I think that's important too.
I think so. I think we just had our carpets redone in our old little house. And I just said to like, give me the best pad. Like, give me what you would recommend with this, but just give me the best pad. And he's like, it's so important just for the longevity and just... If you have a good pad, I think our guy even said half inch thick pad is what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it just keeps its density a little bit longer too. So that like, that's not going to break down before your carpet does. And then you'll start to feel like wavy carpet on top of a crappy pad.
Yeah.
You know?
And the higher the number for density, the more dense it will be. And then the lower the number, then it's going to be more squishy and more comfortable. So you probably have a good idea. We had one client that loved to wrestle his kids and he's like, I need the thickest pad. That's the softest pad, you know? And so obviously he probably wanted like a 1 inch thick that was super soft. Mm-hmm. And there's all different ones depending on if you know that you're going to pull your kid off the couch and wrestle him to the ground mm-hmm. and you want it to be comfortable, then you know that that's how you want to live. It's amazing. Not very many people are super specific about how they want to live and they don't think about the pad very much, but it really affects the comfort.
Totally impacts that.
Yeah. Have you guys ever double padded anything of yours? Someone did like request that?
You asking for a friend or is this something that you did?
Just curious. My wife's grandma triple padded her carpet, her wool carpet. Mattress.
I bet you felt like you were going in water.
Yeah, it was insane. It was almost like hard to walk on because it was like, I felt like it was sucking you in, but like
quicksand.
Yeah. I just don't know if anyone had ever requested
it's a boasting
that.
Point.
Yeah. This is triple padded.
I know you're going to have to shave your doors after that.
You know, isn't it fun? The different generations humans and like what so they funny. Love.
I think what she humans loved about it is that she was just like, I have the thickest mm-hmm. carpet. It was like like you said, boasting.
I triple padded it.
Yeah, exactly. It's a triple padded you're walking on.
Definitely.
Oh, that's awesome.
If we're doing a new construction, we'll always ask the builder, okay, what do we have in the budget for carpet? Mm-hmm. And it was interesting. We talked to one of our carpet reps yesterday and we said, what do you think a decent budget for carpet is? And he said, if you have $1 million home, you should be at least spending $42 a yard.
Which seems
carpet.
Very reasonable.
I was like, that seems low. That's really reasonable. Yeah.
At that point, you're in a nylon.
Yeah, right. For sure. Because we're always in a wool and we're more like at least $60 a yard.
Yeah.
Upwards of 80, depending on what we want. So I don't know. I think that's a low number, but I promise you, I guarantee you, your builder did not put enough budget in your breakdown. Tell him you want a $60 line item because that's what you're going to go to the bank for is like, this is the breakdown of what my house is going to cost. And so I want this all mortgaged in and you can ask for a higher budget on carpet. Yeah.
And I would say we look through a lot of builders' budgets before we even like start to sign a contract or anything. And the client usually just wants us to like note any red flags and that 100% lighting, carpet, wood, tile, all those surfaces are never allowed enough.
Yeah.
I would say all of them say about $30 to $35 for like per yard for your carpet. Mm-hmm. And so we always do up that to about like the 60.
That's not even going to get you nylon. That's going to get you polyester. Yeah.
And we're talking about installed, the price installed. The company that we go through, they quote us like, this is what, it's not just the carpet. You're talking about the carpet, the pad, and the installation.
The labor, yeah.
So if you could like budget $60 per yard installed, that's your best bet. So just make sure you clarify that with your builder before you sign up.
Yeah, and that's not even being crazy. That's just getting as good of a product as your million-dollar home is. Yeah. So,
and we have obviously really great companies here that we work with that they stock some really great wools that they get a better price on. So always ask where you're going and what do you guys stock? Because they're always going to have a better price per yard on those products. So make sure, and I would say that for most materials, they're always stocking things that are like best sellers.
It could be 30% less. Exactly. It's dramatic.
It's a lot. Like our favorite, the Antrim, the Palermo and the Minka are about between 50 and 60 per yard installed.
That's amazing.
It's incredible. And there are very favorites and they're usually more like $80, $90 a yard.
Yeah.
So it comes down dramatically. So make sure
you ask.
Pro tips, guys. Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
One thing that I wanted to do early on in like my building process, I chose like pretty much all of my flooring just because I was kind of like thinking of that, you know, like I didn't want to run out of money at the end and be like, oh, what I'm literally touching every single day.
Yeah.
I just like
garbage.
So exactly. So I don't know if you guys agree, but I wanted to do that in the beginning of the design process to kind of get that, be like, this is what it's going to cost me. And then kind of go from there.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, whatever's the most important to you, just like make sure that you understand what you want and have that price point in.
Yeah. I totally agree. That's great advice. Let's talk a little bit about the accent carpet for a minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So like we were saying, this is the biggest growth in any category for the carpet store that we use the most. And he was saying that the carpet runner is a little bit pricey, but it's a standout in the home and it's worth investing in. So this is another thing that we're going to want to add to your budget because this is going to be more expensive than your broad loom that you're going to use everywhere else. But it's the scarf in the room. Yep. It's the pocket square of the outfit. Yeah, definitely. So a couple favorite brands of ours and, gosh, we've got a really good trade secret that we can't say too much about, but we definitely want to hint to you guys about, and that is the fact that Stark Carpet is one of the favorites. You guys have seen us use this on Rachel Parcell's stairs. This is the Antelope Runner. So Stark also has a lower end line called Prestige. Mm-hmm. Prestige has a lot of the same carpets and especially the most popular ones that Stark carries.
Yeah.
They are the exact same thing with a different sticker on them. And the price point is drastically different. I can't give you percentages, but I just want to tell you to do your homework. And that if you want a certain look, just to go out there, do your homework, shop for pricing. If a store does carry Stark, but not Prestige, ask for it. Because I think you'll be really excited about some of the pricing there.
Yeah, but beautiful options on both.
Yes.
So, yes, we love
coming Stark, from the same mill.
Prestige.
Yep.
Yeah, there's another one. Rose Corn, I think that's through Stanton.
How do you spell that?
I think it's R-O-S-E, so Rose and then C-O-R, Rose Corn. And that is a line through, I believe it's Stanton.
Okay.
I might be wrong on that. But they've been coming out with some really great ones too. Mm-hmm. So check that out. Really beautiful options though.
That's great.
I do know, I know we didn't get like exact price points on those, but I have a Prestige carpet as an accent carpet. It was $110 a yard installed, which seems expensive, but if you're just using it in small areas, it just, I was even able to afford it. So
that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, little old you,
yes.
Just rock star Corey.
Guys, this is what I say. Cause carpet, it's interesting. Most things are by square foot. Uh-huh. Carpet is by square yard. So I usually take that 110 and divide it by 9. And you get $12 a square foot and you're like, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
I would spend $12 for a square foot of that gorgeous runner.
Installed
too. So look at installed. So look at it that way.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
But it's square yard. I think a lot of people get confused by that.
But. Yeah. And he was saying most stair runners, if you guys plan to spend between $1,400 and $3,500 on your stairs, you can get anything you want. Mm-hmm. So I would add that number. I would add that $3,500 number to my allowance.
100%.
For carpet. And then I just know I can do anything. And then if I come in under budget, that's great.
High five to you.
Yeah, definitely. Gorgeous. let's see. What else do we want to talk about with carpet?
It's an important, I know it's not like the wood and the public spaces. You're going to have beautiful things there, but it is, I think, the surface that we interact with, you know, so intimately, obviously, like in our bedrooms, in our closets, and where we spend a lot of the majority of our day when we finally get home. So just, I think just pay attention to it. Just make sure, you know, that like, and like step on it, walk, you know, like make sure that it feels good to you mm-hmm. and that it looks good, and don't settle.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah. I think they can cast certain undertones. Totally. If you're not going with like a real wool product, that's the nice thing about the wool is because the colors are so authentic, they kind of raise the game. It's like having great shoes. It makes every outfit look great. But if you're not, then we're always trying to make whatever we're buying look like a wool choice.
Exactly. Which is hard to do, but you can at least get the color tones of, you know, something buff and natural. Mm-hmm. And when you're looking at a carpet, they'll have like the style of the carpet and a big swatch on the front, but then you're going to turn it around and you're going to see, you know, 12 to 18 different colors. Just find the one that, again, it feels neutral. It's not gray. I think so many people just like throw gray in because it's been trending for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
We're over it. Don't do gray carpet, guys. Just do something that's natural, that's going to have enough warmth in there, not yellow, but enough neutrality that's going to get along with all your other surfaces.
Yeah. And pro tip, ask them for the wool carpets and then compare your nylon carpets to it and try and get something that looks like looks like wool.
Yeah, and you
that's
can
what I would
them.
Do.
You can even ask them, like, show me, like, and this is my price point, but I want it to look like a wool. So, yeah. And just see what they come up with.
Yeah.
I think one other thing to consider and to talk about as you're looking for carpet is talk to them about the lifespan of each one. Cause I mean, I think a good carpet vendor should know. And so if you're like, if you're settling for a carpet that's like $30 a square yard, but the one you really want is 60, but the one that is $60 has twice the lifespan, might be worth the splurge at the moment to get exactly what you want. That's going to last you twice as long.
Totally.
Exactly.
Great point.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for listening today, guys. I hope this has been helpful. Good luck choosing your carpets, and we're going to see you next time. Hey, thanks for listening. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating.